surrender our lives over to you. God, free will, doing it free, but having you guide, lead, and direct according to your word. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps this morning, Lord. Guide us closer to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Children's Church could be dismissed. Those that are here for Children's Church, you want to go ahead. I'm going to go right into our word.
Where's it?
And I got to tell you, I got a word for us this morning. My heart is burning with this word. And I've been meditating on it for days now. And I got to tell you, I had a whole lot of distractions. Whole lot of distractions. You know, on Thursday, my wife was rushed to urgent care to because she's been having a breathing issue. And we thought, you know, it's been a long while since we had to do that. And we went in, and she had that treatment. It didn't make her feel better, only for her to come home and slice her finger off, you know, the tip of her finger off, and sever a artery. This all happened.
Crazy.
That was Thursday.
And how much are your fingers sliced in?
I get a call.
It's sliced off.
And it's like a my sister called and said, we're rushing your mom
just like
to the University of Pennsylvania Hospital. We think she had a seizure. So we're going, and I turn around and I head to Philadelphia to see mom. And mom is okay. She's still in the hospital under observation.
Amen.
Only to get on the road and driving and get a call later on and says, my mother-in-law fell. She had to call EMT to come pick her up, to get her up. Because several years ago, she had a stroke and really lost use of her one of her arms, so it was hard for her to get up. They come and check her out. They said she's good. And I'm just saying the devil's just been busy. But they, so she makes up her bed. And she puts these new sheets on.
And slid off
sack
the
sack sheets. Those sack sheets.
Yeah, I had that.
She puts the sack sheets on and slides right off the bed.
I've had that experience.
And now we're ready. Then they come in to get her again, take her to the hospital this time. And so she's under observation. I thank God that everybody is all right. But I want to tell you, I've had lots of distractions to not be able to be up here this morning to preach and teach this word that I believe God has in my heart. And so one of the things in this ministry, and you right there, this ministry is a teaching ministry. So the Lord has really been impressing on my heart. Some of y'all have been hearing me talk about new members class and something I'm very proud of, because we wrote this book more than 10, 15 years ago. In fact, we had the ISNB number put on it, because we were selling the book. Other ministries that were buying it to do their new members class. That's how well the book was put together. And we feel really confident about it. But we had come straight away from using it and doing it. And the Lord said, can we get back to teaching? And the reason the teaching is, I heard a word preached here last week. And talked about false information. And see, with false information, you'll make wrong decisions. And so I thought of something. I had a young man give me, as a gift, I have some of y'all might know what this is. This is not a pocket watch. So let me make that clear. This is a compass. And a compass provides direction. But if you don't go follow the right direction, you will not get to where you expect it to be. So in
that's
other
right.
Words, the compass, if you know that the home base or where you're trying to get to is north of here, but you're in the wilderness and you can't tell where you're going, and you're not following the compass, you don't have a compass in place, an internal compass, okay, you will continue to walk in the wrong direction to only eventually get further and further away from your destination. Oh, I'm going to take you someplace this morning. I'm excited about this, because ministry should be about truth. So in John chapter 14, verse 6, and we'll be pulling that up in a little bit, but I can just talk about it. He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so he's clearly telling us that he is truth. He's the way, but he's also the life that you expect to live has to happen through the way in which he wants to take you. If I don't follow the compass, I can continue to go my way. Oh, somebody will get this in a minute. I can continue to follow my path. I can continue to do what I want to do. I can act like Burger King and have it my way. But I also have to expect to get. I can either have what God has or get where I want to go based on how I feel. So I want to quickly, so the compass is really, really important. And I want to talk to you all because it's an internal compass that all of us, when we give our lives to the Lord, that he gives us called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to guide, lead, and direct. And so, and there's a sensitivity, and I've been talking to a few of the people and how their conscience is responding to the Holy Spirit. And so they're hearing things and seeing things that they didn't hear or see before. But they're all, and so they're not by accident, they didn't just show up. They were always there. You just couldn't hear them because there was other noise getting in the way of what was being said. So it was being blocked. So listen to this brief synopsis of this compass. The compass, how to use the compass. A compass is one of the most basic navigation tools that any hiker can own. It needs no batteries. It works with any map. It even works without a map. I want to tell you, the compass I'm talking about is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the truth. It will work with batteries, with a map, no map. It doesn't matter. But what matters is that you hear what he has to say. And then, so there's a key component because you can hear. But after you hear, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So after I hear, I have to do something. So there has to be a corresponding action. And if I correspond with an action according to what I heard, then I can have what he said I can have. In other words, I can start going in the right direction to get to my destination, to feel, not feel lost, but feel like I'm gone where I wanted to get to. Hello, somebody. I don't know about you, but I hate being lost. And, so we got in our cars today and on our phones, GPS and MapQuest and all this other stuff, right? But how about this has always been in existence by the Holy Spirit. God can guide you and lead you to where you need to be. I figured that out in my life, as a young man. At 16, I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I knew exactly what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, and how I was going to get there. Only to get detoured. And thank God, in the midst of the detour, I got to hear the voice. I got to find out. I heard some truth. And I discovered who I really am. And discovering who I really am has brought me to the journey and to this place that I did not have on my map or radar. I guess I'm the only one who's going to tell the truth here this morning that I'm so far away from where I thought I would be. But I'm in the right place. So I need to help everybody here too. So if you're here today at the sound of my voice, and you are able to make it to this place, at this moment, at this hour, okay? I want you to know how important that is, because no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter any of those things, God's hand is on your life right now.
Right
now.
Right.
Stop thinking about the past. Don't even try to go into the future. Just deal with your now. And the reason you need to deal with your now, because here's what the Lord is showing me. If I get my now right, Yo, we are the sum total of who we are and what we think and what we heard and what we know. The sum total means added together. So if I don't get one right, two can be right, and three will be totally wrong. How do I know that? I just told you we were the sum total. One, if one is right and I add it to two, I will get the third one right because one plus two is three. See, it's predicated upon getting the first one right. And if I can get that right, so this is why false information is so dangerous, because if I can get you heading in the wrong direction, I don't even have to do much to stop you in where you are, because you'll do it all yourself because you're going in the wrong direction. That's why a compass meant something to you. So I want to talk to you this morning and tell you about the truth of God. And listen to this. Spiritually, in the subject of choice of society's championship, is not us cherry picking what truth is. Because I heard this, particularly there's a generation that they said, well, my truth. And I'm like, hold it. What do you mean your truth? Because according to the word truth, if I look, the truth has to be true for you and me to be true. It can't be just true for you, but not true for me, so because then it's not true. It's only a fact.
But this is your time.
Y'all got to follow me. So we got this thing going on about our truth versus the truth. Now, Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. I don't know about you, but if I had not heard the truth, I would have never gotten on the way to get to live the life that I'm living today.
Right.
Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know about you. You might not be excited about my life, but I am. Even in the midst of trouble, I'm okay. I just told you all those things that could have distracted me from being here, but I'm here in spite of, because my parent, my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife are okay.
Amen.
They might have had to suffer some, a little bit of trauma, a little bit of pain, but they're okay. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. So I got to keep moving, because on the land of the living, and particularly for the job that I'm called to, if it would have stopped me, then I wouldn't be here this morning to share with you. Now, I got to tell you something. I told y'all. And my prayer was, God, continue to fill the house, right? But I'm going to tell you, I'm convinced that who's in the house needs to be at the house, because I need to get this into you so you can get it out to others. When you get the truth, you're going to be able to spread the truth. And let me share with you, everybody under the sound of my voice, you already come into contact with things that were trying to distract you. I'm already going to tell you, you already experienced it before you walked in the door and all last week, so that you didn't even get here. Their attempt to distract you is so that you didn't come to hear what I had to say. Am I telling the truth in this place? So I know it's happened. If it happened to me, I know it happened to you. Okay? But I want to tell you today. So when God says, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So we talk about this. I want to encourage you, spiritual truth that personally works for us. As we get God's seemingly favorable find here, is that everywhere in the favor, we will be our best. And the reality through it is that our personal truth will never trump God's unchanging truth, simply because we're not God. So I need to help you here. So I don't want to hear about your truth, but we should want to hear his truth. And I'm encouraged, and I was talking about new members and new members class, because I want you to know who I am. I want you to know what this ministry stands for. I also know why we're being fought tooth and nail to not, and we've continued on in spite of all the opposition that has come our way. And anybody been around long enough and know me, says, man, he has been through some stuff, and he's still smiling. Yes. In spite of. Because this is what God has called us to. And I'm comfortable now saying, There was a song a few years ago. I said, "Ain't no stopping us now." Right? So God's goodness has been greater than the trouble. But I also discovered anything worth having is worth fighting for. But the real fight isn't even mine. It's His, saith the Lord. And He said, all He's looking for from me is obedience. So obedience is better than a sacrifice. And all this is getting there because, see, what happens is I can hear truth and just make a decision not to be obedient. Now, I've got to tell you something. There's lots of times the truth hurts. Nobody want to hear that. Lots of times the truth hurts. And so we don't want to experience pain. And because we don't want to experience pain, we will decide not to obey truth. And when we do that, again, we just went against the compass saying, go this way. We went the other way. And when you go the other way, you can only get what the other way has. You can't get what God has because you're not following truth. Does this make sense? So I tried to get us someplace. So when I was sharing with you what's important about the church and us coming together and those that are committed and me committing to you, and like God's really been dealing with me about teaching and teaching the whole way. In this ministry, we got to remain who we are. We cannot be someone else. Who God's called us to be is a teaching ministry. That's why we have a school here. Because we are a teaching ministry. Okay, we want to teach little babies, mid-size, all the way up to adults. The purpose, vision, and mission is the same. The groups just change. That's all. There's no hope. We don't have a whole bunch of purpose, vision, and mission. Just one. Right? And it all is the groups of people. So there was a group that can come at 6 weeks old. There's another group that can come at 5. There's another group that might come at 12. And there's another group that might be teenagers. Right? And then there's a group that might be adults like us. But I'm going to share with you. Thank God. We serve a God who hasn't given up on me or you. It doesn't matter how old you are to get the truth and get it right. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's a place to be excited. So here we are at this juncture in our lives. And I would suggest to you, just a suggestion, that this is a place through my obedience, I can get it right. And getting it right, if I get one right, I should expect two to be right. And if I expect two to right, I should expect three. So now my expectation has changed. Part of my faith connection. So I want to talk to you about this truth again, because what's happening is we're struggling with what truth is, and many of us don't necessarily know the truth. Okay? And I want to say, and if Jesus was God in human form, then what Jesus taught about God is unchanging truth. And according to John chapter 1, it said He was in the beginning, and He was with God, and He was God. We said, so I'm sharing with you, everybody looking for, I don't see Jesus in the New Testament. I just told you, that was Him. Y'all didn't see the name Jesus, but it said the Word. The Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. So here, but again, through my studies, and if I don't teach you this, you wouldn't have known that necessarily, but the Word and Jesus are interchangeable. They're the same people. So He was in the beginning, and He was with God. And He was God, then there's no mistake about all that would occur. All this questioning about is Jesus the Son of God, I don't think there's a question. Because if I can trace scripture back, I can prove it. And by the way, let me teach y'all here. If you don't know, you need to know this about Faith Harvest. We've been teaching this for 25 years now, 26. So don't be listening to somebody's opinion. I have to give you the Word of God. And if I give you the Word of God, I should be able to back it up by at least minimum two scriptures. And if I give you two scriptures, see, I can twist one.
This one?
We got another one as a spy.
But you can't trust you.
But long as we got
so we share with you. So when somebody's asking, so, prove it. Show it to me. You know, it's okay to ask that, by the way. Y'all need to know. It's okay to ask. Okay, show me in the Word. Because there's too many people giving their opinions on stuff, which I'm getting ready to deal with. So there's three things we're going to deal with today. A half-truth, a lie, and the truth.
Let me get some pins.
Two of them are really the same. They will produce the same results. And what's happening in this society in this time is that many of us are falling for the half-truth. Because it sounds a little bit like the truth. But if you listen close enough, you'll hear that it doesn't have God in it. And the moment it takes God out, we're in trouble. Hello. I'm talking to you about the Word of God. I share with you. The moment I stop talking about God and start talking to you about me and who I am and all that, I'm this, I'm that, run. Because this is not about me. This is about God. And my job is to make sure you develop your relationship with Him to get tighter and closer so that you can be who God has called you to be. I am tired of the enemy screwing out false information and misleading people down the wrong path. I'm tired. I'm mad at it, right? But I can't change it for any of you except I can teach the Word of God, the truth. And in teaching the truth, I can pray that you'll get it. When you grab hold of it,
they're not sneaking.
The internal compass will start to see. I got to tell you something. There's a company called magnet. So the reason the compass can go in the right direction, when God created the earth, He put a magnet, the magnetism of what north, south, and east is like. And so the strength of the magnet.
They like that tape.
It's you can't see it, by the way.
They got a drawstring in it?
I think so.
It's there. And the arrow will turn in that direction that the compass is supposed to be, the truth, where it is. That, wherever the compass goes, okay, is the direction in which it's pulling for the north, or whether it may turn to the east. But what's happening is the magnetism is taking place and it's pulling on that animal. Well, that's to see, the Holy Spirit is in the airways and in the realm that He's trying to deal with. That's how all of us can be responsive to it at the same time. Amen? So let me take you to the Word of God. I'm going to get there. I'm excited about His Word. Mm-hmm. So accepting that Jesus is God, the infinite and perfect Spirit in whom all things have their source, support, and end. Okay? We can finally come to an understanding of why students who are challenged Him to disprove Christianity and to claim that Jesus as the source of their constant hope and joy. Because they follow Him, they can confidently answer, who am I and why am I here? This is what I've been wanting to get to. Because many of us, everybody wants to know who they are. I'm not talking about your name and your address and what it says on your driver's license. But the real question is, who are you? And by the way, Jesus asked that question. He said, whom do men say that I am? In other words, and then He said, now, you know what? Forget what they say. Who do you say that I am? In other words, who is Jesus to you? And then I need you to say, when you understand who He is, guess what else will come after that? When I found out who Jesus was, I also found out who I am. And when I found out who I am, I started to find out why I'm here. And when I found out why I'm here, I get up every day not trying to figure out who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just another day, a new day of which way I'm going. The only thing that's going to be new is that it's a different place with different people and different things. But I'm clear on who I am. I'm clear on who He is. And this is what I want for all of you. Because, remember, I got a whole lot of distractions that said, well, He doesn't care about you. Look what happened to your mother. Look what happened to this. No, no, no. Sin, trouble, trials, and tribulation exist under the sun. And it will happen in this world. But now, I got to take control of prayer and understand who I am, whose I am, and be in a place of authority and not allow this to move me out of position. When I experience pain because I smashed my finger or something pinched me or something, you touch it and it shot you. Okay. Then I don't want to touch it again and get shot again, right? Because I don't like being shot. But I now know that something's in it that's working contrary to me. So why we keep going back innocent places, innocent things that we know are coming. And I'm telling you, so the pain and the trials and the tribulations are designed for all that reason, to stop them. So what happens is, he brings some false information, he brings a few things the way, and again, remember he's the accuser of the brother. He's the one that's always going to do it. He does that because he wants to stop you from becoming who you are. And I want to show you something. So the truth is, who am I, and what does God say about me? And who does God say I am? So if you go to 1 Peter, let's go there. We're going to start there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So 1 Peter, verse 2. I'm sorry. Chapter 2, verse 9. It says to me, or about me, but you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people that may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have the right to claim him because we're his chosen generation. And I'm saying, we had to get all the way to here, to today, to hear and figure out who I am. You said, he said that about me? Yes. He said, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth his praises. And we were saying, he deserves all the honor. He deserves all the praise. We were doing that in worship. That's what worship is all about, because we're giving it back to him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We're worshiping him because we have a right to. And we just want to say how excited I am to be able to open my mouth and say thank you and just praise him, or to lift my hands. Right? So he says this about me. But then let's quickly go over to chapter 2.
Of what?
So we got to figure out whose truth we want, our truth or God's truth.
Okay.
But in 2 Peter chapter 1, and I got to tell you something, Peter wrote this whole epistle because he wanted to help the church and the people from false teaching and from false teachers, which it don't sound much different than the today, right? Listen, AI... I can feed it information. I got to give it some truth. But then I can tell it to change it and alter it. You know, even the imagery, AI. So, you know, really some sad things. Anything good can always be turned negative. Remember,
yes, it can.
Positive and negative. So the good stuff that AI is capable of, okay, it also has the ability to produce some negative stuff. So it's causing some. You can take AI imagery and put people in places they not. You can put clothes on them, and you can take clothes off of them. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. So I just told you. So one influence positively, one can be an influence negative. And then I can take that imagery, so remember, if I don't know the truth, I can very easily be influenced by believing the negative one. But when I know the truth, I cannot and do not have to respond to something negative. And I'm sad, right, because I watched a young man, and there's something they called they got the word sex in front of it, and it's threatening people that they're taking their image and it's taking them and putting them in a something uncompromising, and it took a young man, a teenager, and they sent him this picture, and it was him, his face, but it put his body in his place in something he had not done. And he took his own life because of the pressure and the threat that he thought it was due and embarrassing him and his family and all. So just look at the enemy. It did something on it from a negative perspective that caused him to think, which is, by the way, so if he, but he could, the enemy didn't take his life, so yet he took his own. Do you see? It gave him false information that caused him to react in a negative way. Now, so I'm going to share with you, so many of us, we know who we are. We know what we've done. But how about a gracious, good God who loves me enough that says, I've forgiven you for all that you have done, what you have been, and said, now I want you to grab hold of it and lift your head up, stick your chest out, and walk according to the word I've given you. In other words, I've called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. So I need you to understand who you are and don't give the devil no room to try to condemn. Remember, he's the accuser of the world to make you feel less than or anything. Every one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So I say, but God loves me enough to give me the day that says I'm his child. And because I'm his child, I'm heir to the kingdom.
Yes.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what heirship is? Heirship means I own it. I'm a part of it. And so, and if you don't let the devil mess with your mind, he'll keep you from collecting what belongs to you. I'm mad at the devil. He knows it. I'm tired of what he's doing to my people. Woo. I'm getting excited because, so, and I'm reminded. So, I got a couple people now to, and you, I love it with the joy of the Lord. And so, truth will help you get there. Right? This is, so saints, I need the church to hear me. Hear me. I'm not beating you up because you had the word, but it's easy. When we get excited about the word, one of the things I love is about when you see the excitement of new believers and young people hearing the truth and getting excited about it, and you see it all over them. That's so exciting for me to see and to hear them, you know the things that they're saying. And you say, well, I know they didn't know that before, and he couldn't have. That has to be the God, the Spirit of God. And watch, and then you see the smile, and you see even their skin tone changes, and it glows, and stuff. You're like, huh? You're like, is that you? Oh, you see that, right? I love it, and I've seen that happen, right? Right here in the business. So I've been re-energized, right? Because that's what happens. I love all the people that's been around, right? But that's what happens when if you get comfortable with those that are already connected with. Yeah. But to see the new faces and the new joy and the new love and the new, which is what God has called us to, is super exciting for me and encouraging me. And it's actually, I feel like a whole new of energy to do what I'm doing, because I've seen people's lives change, and this is about changing lives. Oh, by the way, I'm not the one changing anybody's life. I'm just a servant. I'm the mailman who he sent the message, the letter to give to you. I'm bringing you the letters that he has already addressed to you. Ooh, somebody shout hallelujah. So I got one today. It's signed, sealed, and I'm going to deliver it to you because it's for you. You need to be encouraged. I'm hearing it, even in the other ministries where people are coming and they're talking and they're doing things, in a meeting, you're hearing the word come out. And I'm so excited because, and I want you to know that we got to stay on this with him. We got to stay on this sequence. He wants to knock us down. So I will tell you, trials and tribulation will come. I didn't say if, or maybe. I just told you they will. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So when I get to know the truth, I will know that the truth is greater than the falsehood or even the trials and tribulation. I gotta move on because I'm gonna get into this. Like so listen.
It still feels a little weird.
Almost so but this study to be the recent reports and surveys, 11 studies globally have indicated that young people in English speaking democracies is less happy and less satisfied with their lives than they were in the past decade. It's no secret that since COVID pandemic, research has identified increasing in people depression. And poor mental health. What's alarming is that the trend does not seem to be slowing down. And let me just deal with the church, because I'm a part of it. We weren't there to necessarily help. We was demonizing everything and not recognizing the need for the support and the guidance through the Word of God. Just go home and pray two times and, you know, do this and say a few shalas and you'll be all right. What happened to support and standing with people and holding hands and walking with them? What happened to them? I'm praying for you. Checking on them. Oh, yeah. Man, I get the joy. Every day I get to talk to this young lady. And boy, I get excited to talk to this young lady every day. Every day I think, God, give me something to say profound in her life. And I just want to see her smile, right? And every day he give me something, right? It's encouraging. Not only just for her, it's for me. Right? It's important. So I want to share with you. This is important that we do this. Right? This is important that we understand who we are, whose we are, and why we do what we do. Okay? This ain't no show for me. I don't want no mess with somebody else. Priest, this is just for you. Personally, all of you here at Harvest and everybody that's tuned in and watching. This is for us personally. I do not want somebody else's prescription. It didn't work well for you. All I thought it was mine. No, you didn't know it's yours. So let me go. I'm just get to this word. So I told y'all to turn to 1 Peter, right? And then, so I want you to talk about these truths, and then I'm going to let me go to 1 Peter now. Let me take y'all to the word. He said, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. He's identifying who he is. To those who have obtained like precious faith. Am I talking to the right group of people? Because he said, to those who were attained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did y'all hear what I said? By. So I want to share with you, your righteousness is not because you all that bag of chips. Your righteousness is by Jesus Christ because of what he did. But what you did is said, okay, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you came for me. I believe I was a sinner, and now I can be a saint because I've chosen you. I've made an exchange of my unrighteousness for your righteousness. That's how I'm righteous today. Y'all get it? So please get this clear. None of us are righteous because we so right. So that's the problem with people in the church world. We kept saying, well, if I do this, plus this, plus this, plus this, I'm going to be righteous. How about just following the word of God? It's not all these, acts. See, if we was religious, you would do this, plus this, plus this, and we would expect that. And I can tell you, it would be no change. There's a whole lot of people worship gods, right? different kind of gods that they can make. Now, I get my enlightened brain says, how in the world can I worship something I can make or an image that is recognizable? The God I'm talking about is no image of something I could recognize. He just put pure power. Pure power. And I can't create him. He was created already. Okay, so let me, I can say this word. I'm sorry, please, I'm so excited. He said, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge, somebody say knowledge, of God and Jesus Christ. This is so important to me. This is the issue that I have to discuss with the church today. I have to have knowledge of who God is and who Jesus Christ became and was and walked in. The reason I need him, he is the image in which we were created. If I get to know him, I will get to know me. We're living in a world with the biggest identity crisis ever in history. Ever in history. Because they don't know him. And I want to tell you that he wants, let me share with you. When we said, we said the Bible is full of these six secrets and mysteries. Well, I want to tell you something. He said, if you knock, the door will be open. He's giving an entranceway to say, come. But I know the first time when I didn't know him, I didn't have a relationship. When I opened it, I was just lost. And now I open the Bible and it talks to me. Oh, thank God, because a relationship. I'm knocking and the door opens, right? So let me finish, I'm going to give you up. Because he said, the holy knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord and his divine power has given to us all things. So I say all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now remember, he's the truth, the way, and the life. L-I-F-E. If you got breath in your body right now, we are living in life. But he's the way. He's the truth. And if I don't get truth and get in the way, I will not have the life that he intended for me. It's all here. I didn't make this up. This is in the word. What? So, and I'm in 2 Peter, but that was in John chapter 14. Remember, I told you at least two scriptures. I just want to keep bringing y'all back. So watch this. Okay? He said, pertaining to life and godliness through, how am I going to get it? How am I going to get it? So I'm going to walk y'all slow. I'm going to get it through knowledge of him. Capital H. So if I have knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Now y'all heard the word virtue last week. But you can't get glory and virtue unless you get truth. So I got to take y'all back because where y'all was taken to is the right place. And you got to understand it. But we got to build upon this. So I'm watching. So any building is got to be built upon a foundation. And then you layer layers and floors. And then you build the next one. Okay, it's important. And then every piece has a part to play in the building. Yet the building is comprised of a whole lot of pieces. And you remember, I told y'all that I was watching them living in a neighborhood that's building houses and this new house. But then every day I see the dumpster full of pieces of the house. These pieces didn't fit and didn't get used. So if you're not connected, you're in the dumpster. Which can take you to, the dumpster is going to a recycle field or somewhere. It ain't going to get used for the purpose in which it originally, oh, y'all get it. So it's so important to get the truth and to get it right so I can become a part of what God has intended for my life. Watch it. He said right here. He said, by which I have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Now I gotta help y'all all here. Y'all were given exceedingly great promises. Promises are yes and amen. But they only will be yes and amen if you do it. They're conditional. So if I can keep you going in the wrong direction, you will never, ever be able to meet the conditions to become who God intended you to be. So I need you to all see this, because he's been dealing with me all week about this. I said, Lord, help me to get this out. Help me to get this across, because I need the people to understand how important the truth is. So this is why we can't deal with a half-truth, because the half-truth won't get me there. This is why I can't deal with a lie, and because the lie won't get me there. But when I can deal with the truth, even if it hurts, it'll be worth it. Watch. So he said, by which is given exceedingly great precious promises, by the truth, through these you may be partaker. Say what? Partaker of the divine nature, having escaped. Somebody say escape. Now let y'all say it. If I have to escape, what does that intend? It intends that I'm already in trouble. You're not hearing me. If it says it can provide an escape, then it already means I'm in trouble. I'm being captive or held, right? But he said, so I'm going to share with you. Truth will get you to escape out of trouble, falsehood, and traps. The enemy has laid some traps. And on those traps, he expects you to get entangled or caught up. And usually, if I got you going in the wrong direction, and you're walking in darkness, in darkness, you can't see. And if you can't see, there's going to be a tendency and a proneness to be able to step into the trap. But when I got light shining on the thing, I can see the trap and avoid it.
That's it.
And keep on my journey. This is all important because it's all related to the word. And so we talked about this being that. So watch. Let me go keep going. He said, listen, but also for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. If you do not, so the virtue that he released freely to all of us, we need knowledge in order for it to be powered. With no knowledge, my virtue becomes of no effect. I love the word of God. He covered it all. It's all in there, guys. So I'm trying to help y'all see this, because this is important. So I want you to see, if you're here, you get the sound of my voice, God got you here on purpose. Purpose. I'm glad you're here. Everybody to see, I'm glad you're here. I need you to hear what God has to say. Not me. I'm just the mailman. Oh yeah, I complained. Why did you give me this route? I didn't want to have to take it to these people's house. I didn't want to have to deliver that. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. I'm actually happy now. Be able to deliver what God has given me. you know, I read in the news, there was a bunch of mail found in the woods. And it was a mailman that had gotten all of his mail, and he didn't want to deliver his route. He just, and he went and dumped all the mail in the woods. And all of that mail belonged to people. Oh yeah, there were some checks in there. There were some important papers in there. There were decisions about people's lives in there. But you can see how the enemy, who doesn't care, only was worried about, see, his truth was he feel like it. That was his truth. Oh yeah, I'm going to help y'all with a half truth. See, his truth was he ain't feel like it. But what he should have said, it's my job. And then doing, because it's my job, I'm going to complete the task. But instead, he went with how he felt. And thousands of lives were affected by it, right? But listen, 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 let me just, I'm in the word. I'm in there, y'all. Am I there? Listen, verse 6. To knowledge, self-control. Look what, it starts to grow. So now I got self-control. I start to control my feelings, my actions. Oh! I got self-control. I can now control how I think and how I act because I'm responsible for me. I'm going to allow my flesh to dictate to me where I should be. Because remember, this is important because the enemy wants to take me out of position. And if I get you out of position and I get you compromising and I get you to compromise and I can get you to walk in the wrong direction. Y'all got it. So watch this. So he said, listen. So he says, to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance. So perseverance is to listen, if you'll give me that, he said, and for perseverance, it just keeps on growing, right? He said, I lost my book. For perseverance to godliness. And verse 7, to godliness, to brotherly kindness. And the brotherly kindness to love. Love is the greatest gift, charity, that we can operate in. Right now, there's too much hate in our world.
Say it again. Say that again.
I love what God is doing here at this place, at this house, because we're going to spread the love of God. And in fact, if we would follow the plan of God, the world would be in the condition it is today. Okay, we already know that to be true. Okay, scientists can prove that one. So listen, kindness, but for all these things are yours, listen to that, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what happens is as these things start operating in your life, you start gaining more knowledge, more giving, and more perseverance, more kindness, more love. And so listen to this. Faith without works is dead. So when I start, and faith only comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I want to share with y'all. I actually got a chance to, it's important for y'all to be in service to hear the word of God. I know we got Facebook and live and YouTube and all this stuff. They're great because I can hear, right? But there's something about being in the presence of God amongst other saints. There's something about that that's important for you. And so, and he tells us in the Bible not to forsake the assembly. So it is important. But the good thing is if I have to miss, I can still get what was said. Hello? Right? So in other words, that I can't use it every week. That's not how it should be. Yes, I'm talking to you that are watching us live, online. I know if you're a million miles away, I get it. But you know what? First opportunity to get here, you need to get to 1101 Delaware Street and visit us, right? But listen to what the word says. He says, listen. He said, for these things are yours to abound, and you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Verse 9. But he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. Remember, I started weeks ago saying the old man has passed away and all things have become new. You got to start walking in the newness of who you are. You got to shut your mind down. Okay, we all got one, and depending on how old you are, your mind, if you're me, you would have, you got cassettes, no, 8-tracks, cassettes, DVDs, CDs, MP3, you got all of them. Okay, no, I gotta go back one more, because when I grew up, my dad had a reel-to-reel, the big giant reel-to-reel tape, and we thought we was doing something. You know, he had the albums, you know, had a whole wall full of albums, right? That's how we played something over and over again. That's how stuff was stored, right? It was all stored. But we had to be careful of those things playing. Because when they play, they also have a tendency to cause you to remember when. To take you back, right?
Too far back, something.
And if you'll be honest with yourself, some of those places you liked.
Of course.
But they weren't healthy for you. They weren't good.
That's a fact.
So coming in, this reminder is to remind me of the things of old so that I can get out of that. So I have to start walking in these things. If I don't, I will forget. So why am I teaching this? This is how to help you walk in truth. Right? So I gotta quickly finish. I gotta come back next week because I got enough time.
All right.
I gotta do this. I didn't get to my notes yet. I'm still in my notes right here. Okay. Verse 10, therefore, brother, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. I told y'all about the traps, the snares. But if I get these things down inside of me and start walking in them, and I know the truth and the perseverance and the virtue and the love, and I start operating in the things of God, all of a sudden, there's some things I don't. He didn't say the traps weren't there. He said you will never stumble. The meaning is he will guide you through the law. And even if it caught you, he would release you. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Woo! Glory to God. I'm saying, people of God, he got a way. The truth, the way, and the life. He is the way. He's the plan. I love Pastor Rob, right? Because I've watched him grow up. I love all y'all. I hate to say, I don't want nobody to think I've given him more accolades than anybody else. But I love the young man. And he repeated some of my own stuff back to me last week. And boy, did that hit. I said, yeah, I'm praying. And I need to hear from God. I had to repent. Because he said, Pastor Ray, you already heard from God. You know it. You just don't want to do it. And he was right. And I sat there, and I don't know if I cried or not, but I probably did. Because he was right. I had already heard from God. And I let some things get in the way. Because I'm always, again, I think I rely, instead of relying on the compass, thank you. So, see, I'm being vulnerable. I'm being honest. So instead of relying on the compass, I allow my heart. Because I love people, right? Amen. I didn't want anybody to be, I wanted to affect nobody in any negative way. And it really isn't negative, but I perceived it as that. And God said, when did you become God? He started dealing with me right after he said that to me. He said, they belong to me. You're worried about, I've already said this. It's not your job to worry about that. If I tell you to do something, all you got to do is just do it. Don't worry about that was you. Tell me, I told you. So, and I had another brother I love. He came to me this morning. He said, man, you got a problem. He said, I love you, but your problem, you don't never stop thinking. He says, you never stop thinking. And he's right. And I'm saying, I had to shut my, I just want to shut down. I wish I had a switch. Cut it off. Because I'm a thinker. I'm a visionary. And it's exciting to be one and dangerous on the other hand. Because it constantly goes to places that if you don't grab hold of who you are, what you're supposed to be doing, it can take you to places and you can't handle it. I'm telling y'all, so this is me, right? But so I have to go back and put my reliance and my trust in God. Remember? The compass. So what he did in me is he put the Holy Spirit down on the inside of me. And putting the Holy Spirit down on the inside of me, he's given me a way to hear. And I tell him, and I said it to him this morning in my prayer. I said, I know God, I know I wear hearing aids, but I don't need no hearing aids to hear your voice. I heard you. I repent. I'm going to be obedient. I'm following you. And following God to the man. Whew, I just lost 1,000,000 pounds. That was on my shoulder. Now I got to tell y'all something. Y'all, so some of y'all might have been watching my face. Anybody's been a few weeks. So I was all the way down here. Because it was so heavy. I'm teaching y'all this because truth will free you. I got up. Because I shook it off. That ain't my weight. That ain't my burden. God, I got here following your plan. If I'm going to do anything else in my life, I'm going to have to continue to follow your plan. I don't care what people think, and I don't care what they say. I do care about you, Lord. I want to teach y'all this church. We don't leave with nothing today. He is the truth. He is the way. And he is the life. And if you'll grab hold of what I'm trying to say, because we're living in a world with so many distractions and so many half-truths, I need to get to, I can show y'all a number of them. A half-truth, a lie, and then the truth. And we've got a tendency to want to put a half-truth is not as bad as a lie. We will say that. Can I tell you there's no difference?
That's the truth.
There's no difference. They both will end and result in the same place. Only the truth is different. Only the truth. Only the truth. So we're gonna deal with this, you know. And he said, well, you know, church doesn't matter. I don't have to be there today. Nobody's gonna miss me. I said, you might miss me. You might miss what's with you. I'm not important. How many of y'all heard all these things? Right? It's not necessary. I go on and on and on. Right? We can bring up all these things we said. Y'all, in fact, I know you said them. Because I did. Right? But it is important, and he is important.
Yes.
I have to stop because I didn't even get to where I was supposed to go. But that could be another week.
All right.
There's more to, you know, Paul Harvey said it like this, there's more to the rest of the story. Amen. And I want you to get it. I think, you know, and I got to say that to you, church is so, so important. That we go back to teaching fundamental truths and making sure you are clear on them. I am tired of people I heard or I thought or I didn't know. I love one time, we called Jermaine or Jermaine called us, and me and Rob was on the phone, we were in the car together, and he said, you know, I just wanted to ask this question because something this fit right in my spirit. And I was like, that's exciting, because I knew that that was the Holy Spirit. What somebody said or told him was not God. And his spirit, man, wasn't comfortable with it. So the magnet on the compass was pointing in another direction, telling him, don't listen to that. And he said, well, I'm going to call some people I know that I trust, and I confirm to get the truth on it. And we didn't give them our opinions. Oh, everybody got opinions like Moses. It was the word of life. It was the word of God. And I just said something that was came out by accident. I said it was the word of life. Oh, because it was the word of God. That's the point that we want to make today. That's what harvest is all about. Faith harvest is all about the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. We got to preach Jesus. And I said, I don't got to beat you with Jesus. I want to love you with him. Now, we've all said this all short of the glory of God. I ain't put nobody in hell. That ain't my job. I want to put you with him. Okay? There's no greater place than being with God. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Well, I really did not get to what I was going to talk about. But I think what I talked about was what I was supposed to talk about. So, because I didn't plan it. And then God knows what we need and where we are. And I am grateful.
Whatever contents were you building.
Is this helping anybody?
Amen.
Because I need to make sure this is, because this isn't about me. This
she
really
could
is
have
about,
gone with that song.
Are you making an able articulate?
She could have kept going.
A way that the
we
folks,
be laid
God,
spirit.
He sent you here.
When she was saying, I surrender all.
He sent you here.
We about to be laid
whatever
spirit.
The reason that moved you here today, he moved you in the right direction. By the way, the compass pointed to the right place. I can tell you that. Hey, I believe that about this place. And there's people in here. I've watched them from the time I've seen them, and I'm looking at different flows or blows on their life. I'm saying, what an excitement. And Pastor Rob said something else to me. He saw me, whoa, young, you know, I had a, for the last 6 months, I think I had a little beard, right? I shaved it off, right? And I got a little mustache back again, right? He said, whoa, when he saw me, that's 20 years ago. He said, you know, that was you 20 years ago. Only thing was, my hair is totally white. Okay, it was salt and pepper then. Right? But I guess,
I feel
20 years younger.
Is it the light or what?
And it's encouraged me
to
get excited
totally
about
white.
The word. Because you know what? The other
but
part
the
is, another,
see,
my mind was so bogged down
foliage,
about
maybe.
The future. Yeah. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do in the present. Yeah, listen to me, y'all. Listen. Can I tell you, I'm being honest with y'all. I'm being real and saying, no. How? If he's attacking me, why? He attacked me so you don't get to what you need to get to or get to the place where you need to go. I realize that
too.
Now. And I wanted to make sure, you know, in our repentance to God, I want to be there so I'm going to be strong. I'm going to make sure we're going to. You know, we're going to strong emphasis on teaching and preaching the gospel. And I'm talking to all the other ministers here. Okay, this is who we are. This is what we do. And this is important. This is important because your lives are
little
important.
Boy getting big.
Your life is important. Your life is important. Your life is important. Your life is important. Your life. Your life. And I say, too often, you know, most pastors, and I can just say, because I've been around them enough, I've been around 26 years. year. We don't take the time to really want to be real with our congregation and be vulnerable and be open. But if I can't be a real spiritual leader, a spiritual father, to be open and be honest, you've got to be able to trust me. You need to be able to see me strong, and I should be able to, and if I miss something, I got enough, I am strong enough to admit that, say, hey, let's get this right. Because guess what? I know y'all dealing with it. And I got to be there for you to help hold your hand. That's my, you're not called to hold my hand. I'm called to hold yours. So I helped y'all there because I wanted to submit. Now, you have an obligation. You should be praying for me. Every one of y'all should have an obligation to pray for your pastor. That's important. I got to tell you about it. The multitude, there's safety in a multitude of counsel.
Yes, there is.
And the reason why am I saying that? Because I can tell y'all, if you think you get attacked, for every one you get, mine might be multiplied by 10, and maybe more. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Because again, I am so sold on who I am and what he's called me to do. There's no going back. By the way, going back is harder than going forward. Let me remind somebody who you've heard him talk about, oh, you should just quit. Let me speak to that person, okay? Because you're here. It's harder to go back than to give up now. Are you being fought? And by the way, you should be excited. You say, what? If you like me, I don't like pain, I don't like trouble. But if you're being challenged in your life right now, in some way, shape, or form, can I just give a show of hands and say you've got some kind of challenge in your life? Something? Thank y'all for being honest. Thank you for being honest. Because I got to tell you something. Oh, I'm going to speak to you now. You must be in the will of God. Or you wouldn't be being challenged because I could just let you go in the direction you're going and you're doing the damage yourself. But instead of that, I'm going to be challenging you, and you know it, you feel it, and the reason he's doing it is because he does want you to turn around and destroy yourself. And I got to tell you something else. He does not have the power to destroy you. You said, what? I need y'all to know this. I'm telling you, this is, I can't stop right now. He does not have the power to destroy you. You can only destroy yourself by quitting on God. That's what he wants you to do. If you do that, you remove your covering. If you remove your covering, you become subject to everything he has. He can bring false things, and he can bring in the atmosphere. He's allowed to do that. That's a part of he's been allowed. I need y'all to know this because nobody teaches this stuff. Right? So we think we're doing something wrong if I'm in trouble. I got to tell most people in trouble because you're doing something right. I wouldn't be after you. I wouldn't be after you. I wouldn't try to bring stuff your way if you wasn't doing right. And he will use anything around us to go after us. I want to steal your joy. I want to steal your peace. Oh, by the way, I never realized how important my joy and peace was. That's what the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's right.
If I take your joy away, you got no strength. If I take your peace away, you're aggravated and you're miserable. And I can't keep you to see the joy of the Lord, the love of God. This is what I'll do. And I said, so chick, he said, tell him why this is happening. So I need y'all to know.
Should we still be recording?
I need you to know. Stop it.
I'll just stop this one.
He's a thief.